Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
This was a top-down effort to not only interfere and tamper with Georgia voting databases, but really skew the election and support democracy.
Brianna Tucker of The Washington Post says a potential fourth indictment of former President Donald Trump in Georgia may be the most damaging. Prosecutors investigating whether Trump and his allies meddled in the 2020 election in Georgia began presenting their case to a grand jury on Monday. Reuters reports a list of criminal charges, including state racketeering counts, briefly appeared on the Fulton County website, but was quickly removed. The case was prompted by a recorded phone call Trump made to Georgia's Secretary of State in January of 2021. Suggesting he could help Trump find votes. Alabama's redrawn congressional map was the focus of a federal court hearing Monday. State Senator Vivian Davis Figures says the map still discriminates against black voters.
They don't give all of Alabama's citizens a seat at the table for their voices to be heard.
Alabama was forced to draw a new map after the Supreme Court upheld an earlier ruling, which determined the state likely violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by including only one black majority district. A Montana judge has sided with 16 young environmental activists who said state agencies were violating their constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment by promoting the use of fossil fuels. The activists presented evidence that climate change harms young people's physical and mental health. College student Cyril Sandoval testified it impacted her tribal identity.
You know, it's really scary seeing what you care for disappear right in front of your eyes.
The win is expected to reshape climate litigation across the country. More than 30 news outlets and press freedom groups have condemned a police raid on a small-town Kansas newspaper in which they seized staff computers and personal cell phones. The search came after a local restaurant owner accused the paper of breaking the law in reporting on her previous DUI conviction. Newspaper publisher Eric Meyer tells the Associated Press he believes coverage of local politics is the reason.
This is the type of stuff that, you know, Vladimir Putin does, that third-world dictators do.
Media groups say details of the search warrant do not justify what they call a sweeping infringement against the paper. The group No Labels says it has now won ballot access in 10 states after North Carolina election officials formally voted to recognize it. No Labels says it could offer a bipartisan presidential ticket in 2024 as an alternative to the major party nominees. And a grassroots effort to stop the construction of Atlanta's controversial public safety training center, dubbed Cop City, has already gathered the more than 70,000 signatures needed to force a referendum on the November ballot. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.